For the first time in history, the General Accounting Office is going to court to force the White House to produce information. The nonpartisan investigating arm of Congress wants to know how the Bush administration developed its energy policy and what corporations, campaign contributors, and other interested parties met with Vice President Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force. Environmentalists have complained they were all but shut out of that policy development, which eventually called for more oil drilling and more nuclear power. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The decision to sue the White House was made by David Walker, the comptroller of the U.S. and a Reagan Republican. In a letter to Capitol Hill, he said that Vice President Cheney's refusal to provide requested information, quote, undercuts the important principles of transparency and accountability in government. The Energy Task Force, he said, is subject to oversight by Congress and the American people because it was paid for with government funds appropriated by Congress, and it is staffed largely by government employees. The announcement of the lawsuit, before it was filed or legal counsel retained, came in the wake of statements by the vice president over the weekend, drawing a line in the sand over the requested records. Here's Mr. Cheney on Fox News Sunday.
What we've not given them, and where the dispute lies, is they've demanded of me that I give a listing of everybody I meet with, of everything that was discussed, any advice that was received, the notes and minutes of those meetings. What's really at stake here is the ability of the president and the vice president to solicit advice from anybody they want, in confidence, get good, solid, unvarnished advice without having to make it available to a member of Congress. A GAO does not have the authority to get into that particular arena.
But Comptroller Walker said Cheney was simply wrong, that the GAO had not asked for any confidential communications at all. Pointing to a letter he wrote to Cheney in August, Walker specified the information the GAO wants, namely a list of who was at all meetings on energy policy and the subjects discussed. Also a list of all task force members and staff members, who they consulted, when, and about what. Vice President Cheney has already acknowledged having six meetings with executives from the Enron Corporation, and Democrats on Capitol Hill want to know what other corporate contacts there were, as well as contacts with major campaign contributors. Congressman John Dingell is the ranking Democrat on the House Commerce Committee and one of those lawmakers who asked the GAO to investigate.
This is an issue where the administration has been seeking to and moving towards getting away with murder. They wanted to conceal all of the information that they are supposed to make available to the Congress under the law, the traditions, the practices, and the Constitution of the United States. The American public feels that we should know what went on in these closed-door meetings held by Mr. Cheney.
White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said yesterday that the White House is not turning over the requested documents because the GAO had exceeded its authority. Mr. Cheney made a similar point on Sunday, saying the GAO was going far astray of its mission.
That would be unprecedented in the sense that that's not been done before.
That assertion was hotly disputed by both the GAO and members of Congress. Congressman Dingell.
I've faced this issue with many presidents going back as far as Kennedy and Johnson. And in each instance, we have prevailed in requests for this kind of information.
In Congress, there's nervousness among Republicans about the White House hard line. A New York Times CBS poll earlier this week showed that 58% of those polled believe the Bush administration is hiding something about Enron. And yesterday, Democrats were loudly reiterating that in the context of this confrontation with Mr. Cheney. Congressman Dingell.
He is giving everybody the clear impression he has something to hide. If he has nothing to hide, why doesn't he bring it forward?
In the end, all of this may be a dance prelude to a compromise between the GAO and the White House. But Vice President Cheney says there have been too many compromises by too many presidents in recent years, and that he and President Bush have no intention of yielding. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.